go down like this. She don't deserve this.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up a fraction, NASDAQ down 30. This is CBS News.
Weekdays.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
Join Tony DeCoppo, Anthony Mason, and Gail King.
I'm very glad it's us today.
The new CBS This Morning. Weekdays.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The views expressed on the Buckmaster radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with John Couch on the other side of the glass, engineering and producing the Buckmaster Show. And together we welcome you to the program for Tuesday, July the 16th, 2019. You're listening to 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news talk. Have our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com, and of course, 24/7, kvoi.com. All of the podcasts available at buckmastershow.com. Our live line number, 790-2040, a very busy hour as usual. Let's go now to the nation's capital and United States Representative Ann Kirkpatrick, Democrat representing the 2nd Congressional District of Arizona. Congresswoman Kirkpatrick, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. Big news out of your office today. You released the following statement just a few minutes ago on opening an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. Tell us about it.
Yes, you know, initially I was waiting for the Judiciary Committee to investigate the special counsel's findings and see how administration officials testified in hearings before Congress before I was going to make a determination on impeachment. But this president has directed his team to defy the law and deny our congressional subpoenas. Nobody's above the law. There needs to be accountability and transparency, and we have no other choice but to move ahead with an impeachment inquiry.
What are the what extra tools would the impeachment inquiry give you and others as far as subpoenas and the like, Congresswoman?
Well, the facts are in the report, and as we can see, there's further proof that the administration officials outright defied congressional subpoenas. And so I think members of Congress will come out for impeachment when they hear Mueller's testimony. To me, the most alarming thing is the cover-up that the president directed. You know, he directed people to fire Mueller in an effort to cover up this investigation.
So what's the next step? Well, how far are we from this really happening?
I think it's going to happen fairly quickly now. In conversations with my colleagues on the floor, people just feel like this can't be tolerated. You know that, and we believe the Senate, the senators will take up an impeachment vote. But the American people should know which senators choose to exonerate the president. I mean, really, no one is above the law.
Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick with us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line, making the announcement really just a few minutes ago, calling for the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. The House of Representatives, you and your colleagues, I understand, are preparing to vote on a resolution condemning the president's racist tweets about four minority lawmakers. He lashed out at those freshman lawmakers again today. That would be pretty much 3 days now running on this whole racism tweeting business. So what's going to happen now with this resolution?
Well, we're going to pass that resolution today. We'll be voting on it this afternoon and this evening. Look, the tweets are racist and divisive. I support my colleagues. They are fighting to defend real American values. And look, let's not let the president derail the conversation. After all, we're all immigrants. Unless you're Native American, our families came from other countries to this country, and this is not the American way. We are a very diverse country in terms of ethnicity, in terms of gender, in terms of color of your skin. And this president is seeking to use all of that as a political strategy to divide the country.
And the president's followers are saying, bring it on. They love this, apparently.
Apparently so. I mean, I've heard that some people think he's playing to his base. Maybe that's the case. But look, when you're president, you represent the entire country. And you set you're a model for the entire country. This is not what we want our children and young people to think that is okay just because the president does it.
What about this move now to try to, the Trump administration, the move to try to block the road to asylum for migrants that they would have to apply in the first country they pass through? Do you think that is unconstitutional?
I haven't looked into the constitutionality of it, quite honestly. But I will tell you, it is the number one issue I hear about when I'm back in the district. You know, we're a border district. We're 40% of the Southern Arizona's economy comes from the border and from Mexico. And so this is very real for us. So what I've been pushing, rather than, and this started way back at the beginning of the year, rather than build a wall, we need to expand our ports of entry at Douglas, Nogales, San Luis, so we can further commerce and trade to the south. It's very important to Southern Arizona.
Let's go to the live line now. Paul has called us. He has a question for Ann Kirkpatrick. Go ahead, Paul.
This is very interesting. But she did not say, I would like to know exactly what these four congresswomen said, exactly anti-American, that upset Trump so much. Would she please recite what they said, anti-American?
Okay, Congresswoman.
Yeah, they were trying to argue for better, more humane conditions for the refugees seeking asylum. I recently wrote a letter to the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, and also Health and Human Services, asking for answers about how these people are being held and treated. We heard what was happening at the Yuma facility. There was an allegation of a sexual assault, but we also, as we looked into it, saw that the facility lacked food, bathing supplies, beds, and counseling for these young children being detained there. So I want answers. I'm asking the tough questions and pushing for answers for all of our community.
The Republican leadership has been pretty much quiet about reaction to what the president has been tweeting. Is 2020, in your opinion, really shaping up just to be pretty much a referendum on Donald Trump?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, I we're dealing with transparency and creating accountability here in Congress, but really it's about moving our country forward with our American values. For me, my work is really centralized around building a strong, diverse 21st century economy for all of Arizona. You know, I sit on the Appropriations Committee, and I'm the only Arizonan on that committee. So I'm in talks with mayors throughout the state about building up our roads, our infrastructure, all those things that we need to do to create that strong, diverse 21st century economy.
You had an op-ed in the Arizona Daily Star about the National Rifle Association. What was the bottom line on that?
Yeah, the bottom line on that is they are still controlling Congress. You know, I left Washington, and then I came back and found out that they're still in control of the agenda. And you know, after the shooting in January of 2011, Gabby was a mentor of mine in the legislature, also in Congress. You know, I started calling for common sense gun control laws that will stop these horrible assault weapons, weapons of war, falling into the hands of the wrong people.
All right, let's see if we can squeeze another question in. Matt has called us at 790-2040. Go ahead, Matt. You're with Representative Kirkpatrick.
Yes, Congresswoman, I don't know if you know, recently the state Arizona Commerce Commission, or not Commerce Commission, but the Corporation Commission, issued a ruling on the electric rates and water rates and actually the utility rates in general for Ajo. And the residents have originally argued that their requests for massive change to the rates should be rejected. I know that that's technically a state entity and so forth, but that is owned by Freeport-McMoRan. And it is a tremendous burden to expect the residents there to pay basically for improvements that they basically never told anybody that they were doing. So,
all right, let's see if the Congresswoman has any reaction to that. Go ahead.
Sure, I do have a concern, especially now that you know it's summertime and cooling bills go way up in the summer. And people like on Social Security and Medicare on a fixed income, they just don't have the extra resources to pay those bills. So it's been a concern of mine for a long time. We were trying to get some federal funding to kind of help people with those expenses. But it's a critical issue for Southern Arizona right now. We need to regulate the cost of our utilities, electricity, water, so that working families can afford to have those essentials in their home.
All right. We're just about out of time. To recap, a breaking news story out of Congresswoman Kirkpatrick's office. She called today for the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. And again, the reason, bottom line, Congresswoman, the bottom line is, go ahead.
Well, I put my former prosecutor hat on, reviewed the report, spoke with legal experts, listened to my constituents, and then I've seen this president defy our constitutional system. I just think we don't have any other choice but impeachment.
All right. Ann Kirkpatrick, thank you for giving us a few minutes today. We appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Bill. Take care.
Ann Kirkpatrick on the live line on the Buckmaster Show from Washington. My favorite bakery in town is Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. They don't talk politics up at Mona's. They talk good eating, good, great bakery goods. Mona's, located northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. They're open right now for lunch. How about a great sandwich? The bread came out of the oven pretty much just a couple of hours ago. They get up very early to do their baking. They're at Mona's. They're open each morning at 6:30 for breakfast. Have a full breakfast menu. Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Their website is monasdanishbakery.com. There's also a link at buckmastershow.com, not only to Mona's, but all of our great partners on this program. Shelley Fishman with his Tuesday Moneymaker Report, and he is giving me a thumb that is not going up or going down, very much a thumb in a neutral position. Be right back with Shell. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster encouraging you to fly from Tucson International Airport. When you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. A new study shows the Tucson Airport Authority's annual economic impact is $7.4 billion, with almost $1 billion of that from visitors flying into the airport. Fly Tucson, and airlines will respond with more flights, bringing more visitors, benefiting all of us. Type in TUS when you book your next flight and fly Tucson. The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To sign up for RTA updates, visit rtamobility.com. As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an Ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
All right, here he is, Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner, and I'm about to consult with Shelley about some very good information about financial advisors. Shelley, how are you doing?
I am doing well today,
the
Bill.
The week is off to a pretty good start for you, I hope.
It is. Today is kind of neutral on the market, so we can take a breather and maybe talk about
Perfect.
The rules that
Perfect.
Clients and prospective clients need to keep in mind when they make some decisions about getting a new financial advisor, or maybe even staying with the one they have.
Well, it's kind of nice. Yesterday was similar to today.
Yeah.
Sort of, maybe we're going to have a quiet week.
Well, you know, not having the volatility that we've seen over the past several months is kind of a relief. And what's going on is that there's upward pressure on the markets because of what the Fed is indicating that they might do in terms of lowering rates. There's downward pressure on the markets from results coming out of Europe and Asia, and this morning, even out of the U.S. economy on manufacturing and some slowdowns. We talked about that last week a little bit, and the projections that were made in the article that we discussed last week appear to be coming true. And so, in fact, there was a headline in this morning's Market Watch that the U.S. manufacturing sector is currently in a recession. Now,
that's kind of what we talked about
there,
a week
right.
ago. Yeah,
let's not go into the details behind that. Just to say that it is slowing down,
mm-hmm.
and if manufacturing slows down and consumer confidence in the economy slows down, then that's generally a precursor to some slowing down in the GDP growth.
All right. These new rules that have been proposed, it's all about something called fiduciary responsibility, Shelley Fishman.
Yeah. For the past 4 or 5 years, the Department of Labor, of all places, was looking at rules that would govern how retirees, people who, not retired, but people who were saving in retirement plans, could expect that the advisors they were talking to about their 401ks and their IRAs and their Roths, what responsibilities those advisors would have to put the client's interests ahead of their own. Now, that seems like obvious. Well, of course the advisor is going to put my interest as a client ahead of their own interest. Well, not so fast.
Maybe it's an assumption that we shouldn't necessarily believe.
You bet. So what the DOL tried very hard to do in working with the industry, and when I say the industry is really broken up into many parts.
Sure.
There's the banking piece of the industry. There's the investment piece of the industry, both stocks and bonds. Mm-hmm. There's the insurance piece of the industry. And there's the part that's less regulated but very much there, those people who provide planning advice to clients. Now, very often, many of those parts come together in the same person. But what the DOL, the Department of Labor, was trying to do was come up with some methodologies such that clients could be assured that the person they were working with would take fiduciary responsibility. And they defined that in a very limited sense, that the advisors, stockbrokers, insurance salespeople would be forced, if you will, to put the client's best interests ahead of their own. Well, how do you do that?
That's kind of subjective, isn't it?
Exactly. And it becomes a paperwork horror.
Sure.
So what the industry was complaining about is, my God, you're giving us all these new rules. Mm. There's no possible way we can enforce them. And the DOL basically said, yeah, you're going to. And then the administration changed, and the DOL said, nah, you're not going to have to enforce those rules. But they included things like, if you are going to recommend a product for a client, that you have to document with the client and with your administration, your management, that you've explored several versions of that product by different manufacturers, even if the company you work for may be one of those manufacturers, like an insurance company.
Right.
or a mutual fund company.
That could be a real nightmare.
A tremendous paperwork nightmare.
Yeah.
But again, what the Department of Labor was trying to do was protect the consumer and to provide some guidance, in the case of where they were going, very explicit guidance into what they needed to do to document that they, the advisors, were doing all that they could to make sure that they were putting the client's best interests first. Now, what's happened is the administration, the Trump administration, has backed off from those rules and told the Department of Labor to come up with something more manageable, more acceptable to the industry. And they're trying to do that. And it's not easy, Bill, because any time you basically say to a client, believe me, I'm putting your interests first,
right,
the client is going to look at you kind of, you know, cocking their head and mm-hmm. saying, oh, really? How mm-hmm. do I know that for sure? Well, the answer to that question can be, you know, multitudinous. Well, okay, here's the 5 different products that I looked at mm-hmm. before I recommending the one here.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I get paid for each of those products if I sell them to you.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can see, Mr. Client or Miss Client, mm-hmm. I haven't chosen the one that pays me the highest commission.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I have chosen the one that's paying me the highest commission, here's why.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, by the way, I've chosen the one that has the same logo on it that my boss has on his or her business card, but here's why.
Yeah.
Okay. And this whole idea of documentation, there's also, for instance, different parts of the industry that have long established that they are, in fact, establishing their own set of fiduciary rules, like CFPs. Certified financial planners all accept and stay right from the state right from the beginning that when you work with me, you will be assured, because that's the contract I signed to maintain my status as a CFP professional, that I will put your interests ahead of my own. So there's lots of ways of getting at this problem and getting there, but documenting it, putting the rules down on paper, and making those rules acceptable to the various pieces of the industry that have to be dragged kicking and screaming into this are you know, it's not a simple thing to do, but it's something that we should begin to see rolled out at the end of this year.
But the current regulations that certified financial planners
absolutely
go by are quite stringent.
So there are CFPs who will, of course, guarantee you that they will make every attempt to put their own interests below yours.
Right.
There are also firms in the industry that advertise that they always put. In fact, there's one advertising on TV right now. I forget the name of the company, but he'll stand up there and tell you, we always take fiduciary responsibility.
Right.
And they make that part of the agreement that you sign with them when you sign up. So there are ways, and this is really the bottom line here, regardless of what the rules say and regardless of what people say, it is your responsibility as a client to do everything you can to assure yourself that the person you're either considering working with or currently are working with have in fact accepted fiduciary responsibility. And every time they make a recommendation to you, you have a responsibility to say why, what else did you look at, and how much are you charging me?
There you go. Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Thank you, Shelley. Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
All right.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of Securities America or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor in private practice here in Tucson. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through PFG Advisors. Securities America and PFG Advisors are separate entities.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
At Sierra Tucson, we see miracles of healing every day. We are honored to be an international premier treatment center right here in Southern Arizona. Our comprehensive evidence-based programs focus on addiction recovery, mood and anxiety disorders, trauma recovery, including PTSD, pain recovery, and co-occurring disorders. Learn more at sierratucson.com. Or call us at 800-842-4487. We work with most insurance payers.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news talk. Time for Insider Travel Talk, our summer edition, with our travel contributor, Ryan Hansen, president and chief operating officer of Bon Voyage Travel, serving travelers for more than 40 years. 75. What a group. That's a lot of people that know a lot about, well, their collective travel history is unbelievable at Bon Voyage. These are travel experts standing by right now. They would love to create a trip of a lifetime. Even if it's not a trip of a lifetime, they would love to create a late summer or autumn getaway, wouldn't they, Ryan Hansen?
Still opportunities to get out of this 107 degrees,
my.
For sure.
All sorts of opportunities. There are three Southern Arizona Bon Voyage offices, River and Campbell, Green Valley and Oro Valley, Bon Voyage, bvtravel.com. That's the website. I like to call it the first stop in making your travel dreams come true. And Ryan Hansen has had, over the past 10 days to 2 weeks, certainly travel dreams come true. Rhino, good to see you.
Great to be back in town. It's awesome to see you, Bill. I like our summer edition. We took June off, and it was probably apropos because I just touched down this weekend from an experience of a lifetime, as you mentioned.
I have been following you and the family on the trip and the Facebook. Where do we begin? I guess this was a search for your family roots to begin
with. That's really where it started.
Yeah.
You know, my wife and I were celebrating our 20th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
And so thank you. Mm-hmm. We were looking for something unique and different, places that we had never been before to take our family to. And we started with the number one bucket list destination for me, which was Denmark.
You wanted to go there for years, haven't you?
For years. Yeah. It has been on my list. Mm-hmm. You know, Hansen is H-A-N-S-E-N, so right. We are Danes. Mm-hmm. My great-great-grandfather immigrated over from Denmark in the late 1800s. And so I've traced the roots, and when we stopped down and touched down in Copenhagen, the first place we went was the church that my great-great-grandparents were married in 1871.
Wow.
And it was as special as you would imagine.
And the church probably has those records.
It definitely has the records. It has pictures from that time. It was built in the 1400s. So it has even more history way before the 1871 wedding ceremony of Lars Peter Hansen and Catherine Hansen were married that day. So, but it was special for me to take pictures and be there. And it kind of touches on a lot of the reasons why we travel. And that's where you and I have such a connection in travel is because travel is not just a one reason journey.
Right.
There's so many different reasons. And this one started, the planning started because of the tracing of the roots from the Hansen family. So we were able to get out into the countryside in Denmark and see the country. It was as fulfilling as you would have imagined. Even the first stop at the customs agent, we get to Copenhagen, I present our U.S. passports with my family name, and the first words that the passport, I actually had a great experience with an immigration officer that may have never happened before. He looks at me and he says, "Hansen, that's a great Danish name." And I said, "Well, I am Danish." He says, "Dual citizen?"
Oh.
I said, no, U.S. citizen, but my great-great-grandfather came over, and he said, "Welcome home." It was an amazing interaction, which was very warm and heartfelt.
And this is wonderful, not only for your 20th anniversary, but you had the whole family
we
with
did,
you.
We did, both of our boys, 13 and 10, on a cruise from Copenhagen to Stockholm. It hit many of the wonderful cities, Helsinki, St. Petersburg, and we can dive into some of those mm-hmm. stops a little bit. But we had a lot of people ask us, really, are your kids old enough mm-hmm. To go? Well, they had a wonderful time, and there's no better place to expose your kids to architecture, to art, to cuisine, to history than Europe, and in this case, Northern Europe. And I would say on the trip, we had so many people on our cruise come up to us and say, good for you.
And that is such a popular cruise for Tucsonans, especially in the summertime. Mm-hmm. I believe that component goes to a place I'd always wanted to go, and that's the art museum there in St. Petersburg.
Yes, the Hermitage.
The Hermitage.
Yeah, outside of maybe the Louvre and a few other of the great museums in the world, the Hermitage has as much history and as much great works of art, a great collection of Rembrandt paintings that mm-hmm. we were able to view. And it was neat to see it through my eyes as a 45-year-old person who understands and appreciates art. But then through the eyes of our 13-year-old, he was listening to the tour guide who's local there and knows the Hermitage and was sharing the long history and how old this painting was and the significance of it. You could see in his eyes. He found it pretty special and found something unique in every piece. I wouldn't say we stayed 8 hours at the Hermitage, but we stayed 4 hours.
You certainly could have spent 8 hours. I think you could spend certainly a week, maybe a lifetime there. I know they're one of my favorite artists, Paul Gauguin, the Impressionist mm-hmm. collection at the Hermitage. Outside of the Louvre, I think it's about it. They've got a great collection. And all the czars had been collecting.
Right.
And yeah, that's there.
Yep, and this particular cruise itinerary we were on was a three-night stay in St. Petersburg, which was more than the normal.
Normal's two, right?
Yep, and this gave you the opportunity to see more than just the Hermitage and one of the great palaces. So we were able to see Catherine the Great's palace. We were mm-hmm. able to go to Peterhof, which mm-hmm. is the local name of Peter the Great's palace. Took a canal cruise in St. Petersburg. We're able to shop a little bit and partake, and we found some great caviar, some great Russian vodka, of course. We missed out. The only place I would have liked to have gone that we didn't get to go, which was the Fabergé Museum.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't think our kids at 13 and 10, two boys, would appreciate the Fabergé mm-hmm. as much as maybe when they're a little bit older, but that will give us the best part about travel, a reason to go back.
And you were in Helsinki with all that great Art Deco.
Yeah, amazing architecture there. Great seafood. We mm-hmm. we came upon just the local market that was right there in the harbor and dined on some great local lake fish, similar to a herring, but it was a lake fish that was cooked right there on the side of the street, and that's some of the things that our family loves to
do. And who were you cruising with, Ryan?
We were on Regent Seven Seas Cruises, so it's a little bit more upscale than what most people are exposed to, but the best part about it was it's an all-inclusive cruise. Mm. So whatever you pay to get on the ship, you don't have a bill at the end of the trip.
Really?
Because all of your alcohol is included. All of the excursions, us going to the palaces, mm-hmm. to the museums, all included in your cruise price. So you wanted for nothing, and you were given top-notch service, top-notch food and cuisine. It was an excellent experience.
This product was 10 days?
This was a 10-day itinerary, and right now through the summer, they'll alternate 10 and 7-night itineraries, and all it really is the difference between a 3-night stay in St. Petersburg and a 2-night, and they'll drop a couple of the other stops. Not every itinerary goes to Tallinn, Estonia,
right.
which, by the way, great little
I've heard
charming
it's really
town.
Nice, really nice.
But the stop that we haven't spoke about that I would go back tomorrow to is Stockholm.
What did you like about Stockholm, Ryan?
It's a walkable city, so everything is centrally located, and it combines what I love about most European cities. It's got the contemporary feel of a burgeoning economic center, combined with the beautiful touches of old town Stockholm. And so it's cobblestone streets. But the best stop we made was to the Vasa Museum. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with the old Swedish ship that was sunk on its maiden voyage in the 1600s.
And it's completely intact,
revived.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Back in the 60s, it was found in Stockholm, and it was preserved because the lack of salt in the salt water in the Stockholm area preserved this wooden vessel that was completely a bad design by the shipyards, and they were able to pull it up, and it is intact. about 80% of the ship is intact. Some of the ropes and some of the other pieces have not survived. But for our kids to see this massive vessel that is now over 350 years old was phenomenal.
Ryan Hansen with us from Bon Voyage Travel. And for folks that have not made travel plans yet for the summer or for the fall, the Scandinavian cruise, I believe, goes through September.
It does.
Plus, you've got Alaska that is still available. And a lot of times the price point is really good for folks that really haven't made a plan last minute.
And there's still opportunity. The cruise lines, I would say it's some of the insider tips that we like to share on the program here is the cruise lines, I think, put more ships and more itineraries in Alaska than what they normally would on an average year. So what that means for the consumer is there is still availability and at a good price point still here in the middle of July. To be able to sail in August or September, and you can still see some great wildlife in
Alaska. So if any of our listeners call one of your travel experts and say they've decided, let's do this thing, it can be done.
It can still be done, which typically in an Alaskan season at this point, it's all sold out because it's so popular. But this year is an anomaly because the cruise lines have put more ships into the destination. So there's opportunity, and that's when the consumer can win.
What do you see now for the fall? What seems to be some hot destinations? We had talked, I think, in the spring about Hawaii has been a rediscovery destination. I know we're going over in late August to an island we have not been to, Molokai.
Oh, wonderful.
To check that out. But like many travelers, we'd been to Hawaii numerous times and it'd been a while. We're going back in late August.
Well, I'll let you know. I'm going to be headed to Grand Cayman in August myself.
So very nice.
We know the Caribbean has made a nice comeback. You just having some experiences there. The type of travel that still is on such an upswing, and we talk about it quite frequently, but we had one of our advisors, and you mentioned our advisors not only plan trips for many people, they go on trips as well. She just went on an Alaskan cruise on Lindblad, which is an expedition experience tied to the National Geographic brand. So it's got a significant photography component, but the itinerary is fluid when you're on Lindblad. It's wherever the wildlife is. And she said they came across an amazing experience. There were five schools of whale who were all in one spot. And because they weren't trying to get to the next port, Lindblad just dropped anchor and sat there for multiple hours watching the breaching whales come up. But it's a little more of an expedition feel, and that is the new trend in travel.
And there were only a couple hundred passengers on that.
That's right.
Expedition.
200 passengers was the max.
I think we're talking about the same person. She's a friend of mine on Facebook, and I saw some of her amazing photographs. Ryan Hansen, always a pleasure. Welcome back. Getting over a little bit of jet lag, but not too bad. Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel. Good starting place, bvtravel.com. First stop in making your travel dreams come true. Give one of the consultants, the travel experts, a call about late summer and fall. I think folks will be very pleased with the price point. There are some advantages at last-minute travel. So
you bet. It's not always, but this is the time.
There you go. Ryan, have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com.
Buckmaster Show listeners know about my love of travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. I know you value your time and money, so it makes sense to fly Tucson with nearly 60 daily nonstop flights to major hub airports. If you're flying to another airport to take a nonstop flight, you're still making a connection and spending 4 hours on the road traveling to that other airport. That's why I fly Tucson and encourage you to do the same.
This is Moa Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Mo has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Mo for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. This is the big week over there. This is their kind of signature event, the Silver City Clay Festival. Pretty much everything to do with pottery, all things clay in the Southwest. Festival is going on all this week, all sorts of great things going on, including the Clay Fest Market. That's going on in Silver City, only a three-hour drive from Tucson. Visit southwestnewmexico.org. It's a great place to visit, beautiful area, southwest area of the Land of Enchantment. By the website at southwestnewmexico.org, you will find great places to stay and all sorts of recreation opportunities. Additional support comes from Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. It's a 13-acre site, and it's not only home to all these great plants, but they've got Zocalo and all that great merchandise from Mexico, Latin America, and Europe. Go to greenthingsaz.com. Well, what are you reading this summer? During the next few minutes, Aurelie Sheehan, head of the University of Arizona English Department, will give us some suggestions. Aurelie is an award-winning writer who is the author of four short story collections, including Demagogues of Speedway, published by the University of Arizona Press, and her most recent book, which we talked with her, I think it was last month here on the show, titled Once Into the Night, from the University of Alabama Press. How many writers have two UA presses? There you go.
I know.
That's pretty cool. University of Arizona Press and University of Alabama Press. She is also the author of two novels. Aurelie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Bill?
Doing good. I can't wait to hear your list. You've got four suggestions. So what's at the top of the list?
Oh, boy. First, I have to say it's so hard to make a list like this because there's so much to choose from. But I chose these four. The first is Love in the Time of Cholera by Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
That's a good one.
It is so good. And, you know, he won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1982. He's from Colombia. He is perhaps known as the father of magic realism, and he is a magnificent writer all around, but this book is just gorgeous. It's a love story, and it features older people who have had full lives and come together at, you know, very close to the end of their life. They fell in love as teenagers. Circumstances pulled them apart, and they come back together. And the way he writes it, and the way he invokes, you know, enduring love that can surpass, you know, decades and decades of a life, is really something else.
When was that published originally?
Oh gosh, I think
there was a movie made that I really enjoyed as well.
Yes,
but it's been out quite a while.
Yep, definitely. It's 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
How is that author doing? He must be quite elderly now.
I believe he passed away.
He did. He did pass away.
Yeah.
Okay.
But his legacy lives on, and this is a wonderful kind of start for anyone who hasn't read him before, and it is a favorite of many who love him.
All right. The book, again, Love in the Time of Cholera. What else do you have for us, Arlie?
There is a book that also spans a great deal of time. It's called The Rocks by Peter Nichols.
Hmm.
That's N-I-C-H-O-L-S. And Peter Nichols is a contemporary writer. He's known for some of the work that he's, some of his nonfiction and some of his work that has to do with his seafaring. He's actually sailed across the Atlantic solo.
Wow.
And he has all kinds of great experience on the sea. Well, this novel is set on Mallorca. And so if you can't, you know, travel. I know you just did a travel segment. Yes.
Yep.
If you can't travel and you want to go to Mallorca, take this book to the couch and you will definitely be traveling. It is so interesting. It's so funny. It's so humane. And it's really quite entertaining.
So but it's a true story.
It's not. This is a novel.
This is a novel.
It's a novel.
So your first two choices, both novels.
Yes.
Okay. So The Rocks is a novel. But you say there's a lot of realism to it.
There's a lot of realism. He's so good at social satire and just invoking this kind of community on a resort in Mallorca. But the thing that's really cool about the book is that it begins at the end. So it begins with how it all turns out. And then every chapter for the entire book goes backward in time. So you'd think that would be really weird. And
I have to admit, I'm one of those people that occasionally does start at the end. So maybe this will really do it for me, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes I will kind of cheat and look at the last chapter. Well, you won't have to. No, I won't have to this time. That book is The Rocks, Peter Nichols.
Yes, and he's a wonderful guy, too. It's great to check out his
And he's a
website.
Contemporary. Mm-hmm. He's alive.
He's contemporary. Okay. That came out a couple of years ago.
All right.
So
number
now
three.
One more novel.
Okay.
This one is also a love story. So I guess that's my theme for the day.
Okay.
This one is called An American Marriage by Tayari Jones.
An American Marriage. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this book was an Oprah's Book Club selection. And she is, it's interesting, she's an ASU grad.
Mm-hmm.
So that is cool. This takes place in contemporary Atlanta, and it's a young marriage. And unlike the others, which span so much time, this is kind of a more in the moment, urgent marriage love story. What happens when something quite devastating happens to a relationship? This the husband was accused and arrested and imprisoned for a crime he didn't commit.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the entirety of the novel is how the marriage can survive if it can survive that.
Okay.
And it's, you know, it's at times dark, but it asks some good, important questions. And it's really actually pretty life-affirming, as it were, at the
That's
end,
an
too.
American Marriage by, again, the author?
Tayari Jones.
Okay, that's three novels.
Yep.
Something tells me there will be a piece of nonfiction here. No,
but actually, I wanted to end with Joy Harjo.
Sure.
The poet.
I interviewed Joy many years ago.
She's absolutely wonderful. Well, you probably know that she has been named the next U.S. Poet Laureate.
I heard that.
Yeah. And so because of her connections to the Southwest, I thought and she also actually taught at the U of A
for a little while. That's when I interviewed her.
I thought
a long time ago.
We should all pick up her new and selected poems. It's called How We Became Human.
How We Became Human. Okay.
Yeah, and that came out with Norton in 2002. And I'm sure it's going to be all over the bookstores because she's a tremendous poet. She's also a musician, a teacher. But it's going to be really exciting to have our first Native American poet laureate and to be able to get to know her work better.
Where is she living
right now? She is actually teaching in Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she was teaching at the U of A for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, back I think in the late 90s is when I first met her. But she's a terrific poet.
She really is. She's amazing.
And personally, what those are your four selections, An American Marriage, Love in the Time of Cholera, The Rocks, and How We Became Human, a collection of poetry by Joy Harjo. What are you reading personally right now?
Well, I'm reading the internet on how to raise a puppy because my husband and I just got a puppy from the Humane Society about 3 weeks ago. And so we're busily trying to figure out her little brain and how to get her house trained and to stop nipping and biting our furniture. So
does everyone have kind of, I know you teach at the University of Arizona in English. I'm sure your students all feel they have at least one novel in them. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. You know, I think everyone has their story to tell, whether it's a novel form, screenplay form, a poem, or a story. Everyone does have that story to tell.
All right. Aralee Sheehan. And Aralee is quite an accomplished writer herself. Her most recent book is Once Into the Night from University of Alabama Press. You've been getting some pretty good reviews on that one?
Yes. People seem to like it.
I liked it very much. So, and it was great to have you on the program talking about that and your suggestions for summer reading. Aralee, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Aralee Sheehan with us on The Buckmaster Show. That's going to do it for Buckmaster on this Tuesday edition on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news talk here in Tucson. On behalf of Aralee Sheehan and John Couch, my engineer producer on the other side of the glass, making sure all of the buttons are pushed and moving in the right direction, right, John? We hope you have a great afternoon and evening. Be with you tomorrow at 12:04.
KVOI Cortero, AM 1030.